وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and welcome to another episode of your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we are talking about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran. And in previous episode, we were talking about one of the dimensions of mankind, one of the qualities that is necessary for the righteous deeds, which was patience. And we talked about different occasions and examples of patience according to the verses of the Holy Quran. Now we should talk about the consequences and rewards of patience according to the verses of the Holy Quran. One of the long discussions of that we find in the Holy Quran is the discussion about patience and the importance and the role that patience has in overall journey of mankind is very significant and remarkable. But unfortunately, we tend to miss that thing in our life, that patience, and. In one verse, Quran says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. We made them imams. Now, you know, there are different positions for divine apostles. One of them is Nubuwa, which is prophethood, and then Risala, apostleship, and then after that is imama. And not all prophets are imams, and not all imams are prophets, but imama is something that in the story of Prophet Ibrahim, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلَمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, and when he finished those tests, passed those tests, قَالَ إِنِّي جَعْلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed Ibrahim as into the position of imama, or leadership. In another verse, Quran says, we made them, some of the apostles he named, I mean Quran names, and it says, we made them imams, we appointed them as imams. أَإِمَّا يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And this is important, one of the lines that proves the infallibility of the prophets and the imams is this, يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. They would invite to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would guide people to the perfection, bi-amrina, based on our command. So this is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infallible. So we made them imam. Why? Lamma sabaru. When we saw that they were patient. So this is a big reward for patience. See, if it were anything greater than this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have said it. But he says this would be enough as a reward for patience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints you the topmost selected servants and creation that He has. Another reward for patience is good ending. You have heard the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. In the story of Yusuf, when the brothers of Yusuf came to him, and the father also, Prophet Yaqub, and everyone, and it was revealed that it was Yusuf who became Aziz al-Misr, the Aziz of Egypt, that rank which was below the king, but somehow governor of something. So, قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ. The brothers, in denial, they said, are you Yusuf yourself? And قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ. He says, yes, I am Yusuf. Because they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. And Prophet Yusuf knew that these people, it's difficult and heavy for them to believe that such a thing is possible. So he started telling them the cause and the reason for this. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقَ وَيَسْبِرُ. Do not deny this. I mean, do not think this is something remote and far from possibility. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this sunnah which means tradition, divine tradition, as-sunan al-ilahiyya. One of them is to bring people who are weak or down to high positions through sabr, through patience. Man yattaqa wa yasbir, and also piety. So do not think this is something remote and far from possibility. No, it's very close to possibility if you have patience and piety. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about rewards of patience. We were talking about how Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam explained to his brothers who asked him in denial about his identity, whether he was Yusuf seriously. And he said, yes, I am Yusuf, and what you see is possible when somebody shows patience and piety. And this is actually a lesson for us that when situations get difficult, all the hardship that Yusuf alayhi salam went through, first he was thrown to the well, and then he was accused and thrown to the jail. For years he was in the jail. So, but in all of these, he was patient, and there was a good ending to his story because of the patience that he had. In another verse, we read, وَالَّذِينَ سَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهَ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who show patience, not for the interests or for their own sake, but for Allah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ask them, why are you patient? They say, you're patient only because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need a reason to be patient. In many occasions like that, you need a reason. Sometimes people are patient for their own benefit. A businessman tries or starts his business and he's patient only because he's waiting for the right time to get the reward of his business. And it's not bad, it's good actually. It's better than people who don't have patience. But the best form of patience is for people who don't see the reward already in front of them, or even any picture of what benefit it must have for them. But only for the sake of Allah, they show patience. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا بْتِغَاءَ وَجْهَ رَبِّهِمْ. Only for the sake of their Lord. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. At the end of the verse, it says, they are the ones who inherit everything. The good ending is for them, which means the paradise and Jannah. And in another verse, وَلَنَجْيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We will reward patients or those who were patient in the best possible form. Or in another verse, it says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. If you are patient, the reward that you're going to get is double. It's not like just the best, but it's double. مَرَّتَيْنِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Only because you were patient, the reward will be double. Or in another verse, you see, step by step, the reward is getting bigger. So in this verse, it says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Now, previously, it says, بِأَحْسَنَ, the best possible, and then it said double. But in this verse, it says, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, there is no calculation, limitless reward. For patient people, there is limitless reward. So this is how significant and important patience is in the Holy Quran. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with patience and help us in trying to acquire the patience that we need in our perfection. Thank you very much for listening, and keep me in your du'as until next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد
وعلى آل النبي.